Bad River asked for the extension to fix violations at its three wastewater treatment facilities on Lake Superior. They blame contracting problems in a very cold winter for delays. In a letter dated February 7th, the EPA granted the extension to June 30th. Bad River Chairman Mike Wiggins says they installed $1.6 million of their own money in advanced equipment, emergency wastewater storage, and training for their operators.
This is absolutely important. I mean, this is part of, you know, our efforts to try and live harmoniously. I mean, granted, this isn't mining toxicity. This is a public utility waste management, just like every other municipality, small town, city in the state of Wisconsin, of which, of course, hundreds have issues. We're no different.
Last year, the conservative group Media Trackers attacked Bad River for championing the fight against an open-pit iron ore mine above the reservation in the Pinoakee Hills, yet having its own environmental violations into Lake Superior. Wiggins expects more efforts to discredit the tribe by that group and other politicians.
I have communication from the EPA. There are congressmen and legislators in the state here pressuring the EPA for all of the information they can get on Bad River and their wastewater treatment issue. And, of course, that's all an effort to try and make this apple to apples, which it's not. This is a wastewater treatment issue, just like every other city, compared to the destructive carnage that comes with decapitating a watershed.
The EPA says they will monitor Bad River's compliance and says if deadlines are missed, the band of Lake Superior Ojibwe could face enforcement action. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.